So I want to talk Siman Ayin Zayin, the Dinim of Miloy. I just want to say one point. It has to do really with Ayin Vav a little bit, be mashlim, but really it's just a general point, and you know belongs at the end of Hilchas Melicha. After we've learned all about Melicha and Sliya, the Prima Gadin deals with in the Psicha. He asks a klotz kasha that how does a very fundamental kasha. How does Melicha and Sliya work? Draws out the blood, right? But we paskin Pirishim Makom Makom is Aser. And we paskin Efshel Sachta Yaser. So that means as the blood is leaving, before it leaves the Chaticha, it's Bishleim like the Machaber, until it left the Chaticha, that blood was not yet Iser. So the Chaticha was never became Aser, that we should say Efshel Sachta Yaser, that it should remain Aser. But the Didan, once the blood starts moving from the top part of the Chaticha to the bottom part of the Chaticha in order to leave, it already asks the Chaticha. And even if it leaves afterwards, but Efshel Sachta Yaser. So the Prima Gadim Psicha gives a couple of answers, and he also comes back to it in the beginning of Siman, in the beginning of Siman Ayin Vav, and we'll see the connection in a minute. The Prima Gadim suggests one possible answer based on Tosfos. Tosfos says, Yisoyin and Chulin, that we don't say Chaticha Nasis Novela when it's Derech Hiluchai. If it's on its way, in other words, it's not going to stay here unless you do another action to get it removed. So this that we say, Efshel Sachta Yaser, the Chaticha already became Aser, it stays Aser, that's only when, you know, when the Chaticha actually became Aser. Now you want to do something else to draw out the Yisr. But when the Yisr is just on its way, so called Derech Hiluchai, that thing doesn't become Aser, and it's not shaykh to say Efshel Sachta Yaser, Chaticha Nasis Nevela. So if we're going to say that knows when there's a Pirishim Makom L'Makom in a Chaticha, and then you want to draw it out somehow afterwards. So then you could say, let's say Melech B'Klishein Menukabim. Let's say for argument's sake, afterwards if you do Tzli, you will get that blood out. So we'll say no. When it was Melech B'Klishein Menukab, it was Pirishim Makom L'Makom. And now because Efshel Sachta Yaser, even if that blood's going to come out, it's still going to stay Aser. But here, that when that blood is moving through the melicha or through the tzliya process, it's on its way out, it's destined to come out, so while it's coming out, it's not going to ask for the chaticha. This seems to be a good answer for the etzem melicha and tzliya process, but it doesn't work in the case when a chaticha is belei adam mimakim acher, and we say kebele kachpolte, which we do. Because then we're going to say that blood at that point was not necessarily destined to come out. It was pirish from the other melicha, and then this melicha is going to get it to come out. So that's really a whole separate stage. So this answer wouldn't really work. It wasn't there a chiluchai. When it's going to come out, when you're melech the second time, that's not there a chiluchai. Another possible answer the Prima Gadim suggests is based on the Ran that we had in Ochas Basar B'Chalav, that Yisoyin, that the whole Din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela is based on Basar B'Chalav. In other words, in Inyan, it really only applies by Basar B'Chalav. And this that we say, B'Chalav Yisurim, is just an extension. It's just a Gzeir Mishan Basar B'Chalav. So therefore, the Ran held that would only apply Derech Bishul. So Melicha, as we know from the first Shach in Basar B'Chalav, it's not Derech Bishul. So therefore, we're not going to say Chaticha Nasis Nevela. We're not going to say Efshel Sachta Yaser when it comes to doing the Melicha. So that's why the Chaticha doesn't really. Now, we should say it als the Gzeira. As we're the Rabbanan, we should make this Gzeira. It's just when we talk about kashering the Basar, and the whole Isser Dam is an Isser the Rabbanan, and it's Efshel Binyan Acher, so we're not going to apply this Gzeira to say Chaticha Nasis Nevela, even though it's not Derech Bishul. In other words, combining the fact.
Now you have to add this Nekudah.
What do you have? In other words, since the blood is only in Issa Derabbanan, and
I understand this, why it's more Kal. Why do you have to say it? Why can't you just say because it's not Derech Bishul, it's not Aser?
No, because it is. We paskin. I mean, that's the Ran Shita, but we don't paskin like
that
Ran straight up.
Oh, okay.
No, it's how do we. know, is so yeah, the Ran wouldn't have this question. The question is, what we don't pask in this way, so we're gonna have to say that based on the Ran over here is more kal. The problem is that this doesn't work. This answer won't work. According to most poskim, this answer won't work for tzliya, which the Pichadash and most poskim held that tzliya is considered derech bishul. Malicha certainly not, malicha and kavish. But tzliya, we said, was a whole question. So if you want to say that tzliya is considered derech bishul, then you can't say this vart. Then this is real. This is a case of derech bishul, and therefore we would have to say it was the din of, even though it's not a case of basar v'chalav, it's a case of iser dam, but the type of bliya that it is, the type of iser, is a derech bishul, which the din of nichnas nevela is applicable. So for tzliya, it's a little bit actually more difficult. What we're left with so far is that our shaila is a little bit more stronger when it comes to tzliya. We could give another answer. The Pin Maganim says, which also probably doesn't work so well for Malicha, and that's based on the Shach that we learned in Hilchas Taruvas Siman Kuf Hei Sifkat and Yud Zayin, that Machlokes in the Shach and Taz when it comes to Basar V'Cholav. If you take out the Isser Lagamri, do we say Afshar Sachta Yasser? In other words, does the thing remain aser? Let's say you had a chatichas baser was balua b'chalav, and then your tzeilah together with other meat, so that is aser the other meat. What was that machloik is based on? Because ain balua yaitzah balay reitiv. So the tam chalav won't go. It'll only be tam baser. So the question is now, true it became baser b'chalav, but now that you were mafrid, you separated legamri, the iser. We'll view the chalav, and we'll speak about the chalav as the iser. You separated the iser from the basar, so does the basar itself aser? So by basar b'chalav was a machloek shach and taz. By regular isurim, by non-cases, by non-basar b'chalav, clearly this was an application of the rule of ein haneser oiser b'machim sheyes hatzim ein yachal leilich. But even if you hold chanan, that's only when the iser is together with the heter. It's magdil the shir of the iser. But when the iser is no longer with together with the heter, you don't even have a mashahu of the iser together with the heter. Then the heter by itself, right? Even though there's a cloud of shasach the yasser, it doesn't work. And the question was whether we say this by basar b'chalav or basar b'chalav. But otherwise, this is the rule. So that's the answer to our question. True, if the blood is perishim makom lo makom, so the chaticha becomes aser. But if you manage to get out every drop of blood, so even though it was perishim makom lo makom beforehand, it's going to become mutter because you got out all the iser. So then we have our question: do you get out all the blood or not? So that will take us back to the end of Siman Samach Tes. Shitas Harambam, Shitas Hara'ah. Certainly, you don't get out all the blood. The minimal amount of blood that remains is not problematic. According to the Rambam, because you do chalita before you cook it. According to the Ra'ah, because it's a little bit and it's bottled. It doesn't have the kalich to be pirish afterwards. But there is some blood remaining. And if you're going to say that was pirish, so then it's problematic. In other words, you didn't get out every last drop of iser. So you're going to say, okay, well, we don't paskin like the Rambam. We don't have to do chalita. We don't paskin like the Ra'ah. We assume that after the Shir Malicha, all the blood came out. But the Prima Gadim is still not so comfortable with this, because to make such a machloik, as in other words, the Shita Sarambam, there's a significant amount of blood there that you have to do Chalita for. So when we argue on the Rambam, it's not the Pshat because we hold there isn't even a Mashahu of Dam there. So we argue, because we hold it's not necessary to do chalita, that minimal amount of blood that's there is not going to pose an issue. But to say that we argue and we hold that there's not even a mashahu of dam is very hard to say. So to use this answer for the malicha process, the Prima Gadim is a little bit more uncomfortable with that. But to say it for the tzliya process, which we left with before, that tzliya was a little worse. Right? The previous answer didn't work so good for tzliya. The previous answer was that it's not derech bishul. Tzliya, we said many poskim say, is derech bishul. So For tzliya, maybe this answer works a little better, because by tzliya, one can argue that the whatever the fire is affecting comes out, and the other blood is not pirish klal. In other words, the blood that doesn't come out by malicha, there's this concern that the remaining blood maybe is pirish makom lamakom. But by tzliya, there's more reason to suggest that if the fire affected it, reached it, it came out. And if it didn't affect it, so why did it cause, what would have caused it to move? What would have, malicha is maybe causing all the blood to move, it's just not all coming out right during the shir malicha, there's some that's staying in, and we held that that's not a problem for whatever reason. So now we're back to our question, if you hold pirshim makom lamakom is an issue, why is that not a problem? Okay? So now we're saying, but by tzli, so now we have an answer that works a little bit better for malicha, that it's not derech bishul, and we have an answer that works a little bit better for tzliya, that could be, by tzliya, this is far to say that whatever the fire didn't reach was loy pirish klau. The Prima Gadim uses this, I don't know what you want to call it, this the build-up of the way to present the different answers, to explain the Prisha that the Shach quotes in the beginning of Ayin Vav. The Rosh says that if you do Tzliya, even if it's Lei Nitzla Kol Tzarkoi, it's going to be okay. Because the fire reached, the blood came out, and the rest, it's Damei Varm Shalei Pirish, so it didn't Aser L'Chaticha. So Pashup Shat, the way Everybody learned Pshat in the Rosh was that the Rosh over here is saying his Shita, that Pirish Makom Lamakom is Mutter, which we know that's his Shita for many other cases. Clearly says Pirish Makom Lamakom is Mutter. So this is what he's saying, that whatever was Pirish Lagamri is not going to be Choyzer Venivla into the Chaticha, because it's not a case of Bishul, it's Sli. And the rest that's inside the Chaticha, that doesn't bother me that it was Pirish Makom Lamakom. And he actually says those words, Ve'ein Isser, exact lashon, remember, Masha Pirish Mitzad Zeh Litzad Zeh. This that it's moving from one side of the Chaticha to the other side of the Chaticha does not pose any Isser. So the simple pshat is, the Rosh Hashita say that Pirish Makom Lamakom is Mutter. Okay? Came the Prisha, and he teached Ein in the Rosh somehow, that the Rosh is telling you that the reason why Nitzla, if it was Nitzla, not called Tzarkoi, it's going to be Mutter, is because whatever the blood that didn't come out was Le Pirish Klal. Just l'chor against what the Rosh says beferish, the Ein Iser Masha Pirish Mitzadzeh L'tzadzeh. So what's the... So the Prima Gadim says, he thinks this is what the Prishas understand. One can suggest that the Prishas explaining in the words of the Rosh, he's not bothered why the remaining blood inside the chaticha that it didn't come out because it was less than chatzitz liyasa. It wasn't nitzla kol tzarkoi. So he wasn't bothering him the remaining blood. The remaining blood, pirish makom, yeah. He's explaining why even if you assume all the blood comes out, the blood that came out is also a problem because as it was going out, it was pirish makom lamakom. If you hold pirish makom lamakom is a problem, so even the blood that went out was a problem as it was leaving. So this is what he's telling you. Ein iser, this that is pirish mitzadzeh litzadzeh, it does not, in other words, as it was leaving, does not pose a problem. Because that left Lagamri. And whatever remained in didn't move at all, so it comes out that you have no Isser over here. But the Prima Gadim says this is all nice just as a pshat, as a pshetel. But Pasha Pshat and the Rosh is that this that the blood goes mitzazel tzadzeh, the Rosh is talking about the blood that's staying inside the Chaticha, and he's telling you that there's no Isser of Pirish Makom Lamakom. Because the Rosh... Pashup Pshat is that the Rosh holds Pirish Makom Lamakom is Mutter, And that's why if it's Einin Istakal Tzarki, it's going to be okay. Okay, so Ein Zayin, the Dinim of the Milui. We just have to say the different Kalalim.
That's it, this is where we left off. I mean, there's no more, he doesn't like say anything now, right? Pimagadim doesn't like.
Oh, and that's it. No, we basically have, he suggests three answers between the Psicha and over here, it's the Shachs of Cotton Days. He gives these three answers. And, you know, he builds it up is that you're left with, that first answer is a Shvach answer, Derech Hiluchoi, because it doesn't work for when it's B'lei Memakim Acher. Then you talk about the answer when the Isser leaves Lagamri. So that doesn't work. No, that. So
that's the third.
He says the second one is not derech bishul, but that's a problem by tzliya. So therefore, what's the real answer that works for tzliya? What are we left with that works for tzliya? That there is no pirsha makom l'makim. The other ones didn't leave, and that's what the prisha would be learning into the words of the Rosh.
What does that mean? It's not pirsha klal. We had that svar once in Samach Tess.
It's through the bishul. Is what's causing the blood to move. There has to be something that's going. The blood is absorbed in the basar. It's there beteva. It's part of the meat. Something's going to cause it to start moving, right? When it was a case of shevim afrekes, that the blood that was the it started to move and it started and it was chozer v'nivla because it didn't have klayach to push it out. You start to be meleach et the melech. Starts pulling out, the melech starts pulling out the blood. You start to be tzayil, it starts to pull out the blood. So if you do something, if you stop in the middle, so you could say, wait a minute, stuff was in the middle of coming out, and then you just pulled away, it couldn't come out all the way, so it was pirish makim makim. Something has to cause it to start moving. So is it causing, so if you want it, to, is it causing, when you tzayil it, there's a svar to say that wherever the fire is reaching, that blood, it's going to come out, and whatever it doesn't reach, it doesn't move. Why should it move if the fire didn't reach there? It's kind of like Mimanav Shach. If the fire reached there, then it would have taken it out, and if it didn't reach there,
maybe
then
there
it didn't start
time,
moving.
Maybe there's a time lapse. It takes a little bit for the blood to come out. Mm-hmm. Maybe it moved. It got stuck at the end. Maybe it affects a little bit. I don't know.
I mean, look,
if the
I don't know how to be able to
that
say
this is the way
it
works, this is the way they work. I mean,
so the Gemara says that a mulyasa is mutter, that if you take an oif, let's say, and you stuff it with meat and you roast it, so it's going to be mutter. The thing, if they're both not salted, they both have dam, the chicken and the meat that you're stuffing it with, chicken won't become muster from the blood of the milui, the pnimi, and the basar, the milui, the pnimi, won't become muster from the chitzoy. Okay? That's clear. Why is that so? Very simple. Why that should be so? The blood of the pnimi is for sure will have to drain out through the chitzain, but it's exposed to the fire, so we'll take away the kachpalt. It gets gets absorbed in the chitzain, but it'll come. No, I can't say mishrak shark. If I'm being tzoyle the two pieces, one on top of the other, I could say the blood from the top slides around the bottom piece. Here it can't slide around it if it's inside of it. It has to go through. So Mishrik Sharik is not usable here. But Kabay the Kachbalte is usable. Same way I can use it for Malicha, why can't I use it for Tzliya? Blood goes into the Chitz and it comes out. Now why doesn't the outside aser the Pnimi? So here we could say a couple of things. One can argue that who says the blood from the Chitz even goes into the Pnimi? Maybe the Neur Mishav Shoyev, someplace can say that the blood from the Chitz never goes into the Pnimi. The fire doesn't allow it to go in. So it's not like when I'm just Meleach two pieces, one on top of the other. It doesn't even go into the Pnimi. Or you could say it does go into the Pnimi, but Kabay the Kachpalte. Same way I was able to say from the blood of the pnimi in the chitza, and I was able to say by the kachpal, I could say it the other way around. So that's for sure mutter. If both pieces were already la'achar melicha. They don't have any more blood, so it's obvious that's not. There's nothing for discussion that one should aser the other. There's no more blood. And if they're both in the middle of melicha, let's say I salt the basar, I salt the oif, then I salt the milui, then I put it together and I start roasting it. So here too, nothing's going to become aser, because again, since each chaticha still has some of its own blood, so I'm going to be able to say kabbalah kachpalte. Same way I was able to say it in the first case. We'll soon see that this case, the kabbalah kachpalte that we're saying is slightly different than the kabbalah kachpalte that we're saying in the second case, because the kabbalah kachpalte that we're saying now is different than the kabbalah kachpalte that we said in the original case. Because in the original case, the two chatichas, the inside and the outside, were both tafel. What was causing the blood to come out? The fire. So the kabbalah kachpalte was the fire putting it in, the fire taking it out. Here, what's putting it in is, since it's maluach when you put it together, so the maluach kereseach could actually be causing the blood to go in. And what's either taking it out, or so either you're saying since it's maluach, so that, since the other chaticha is maluach also, so it's going to prevent it from coming in. So it's a little different than what we were saying originally. Originally, in the first case, the keter is kabbalah kachpalte, the fire will put it in, at least like abed chitzain, right? The fire will put it in, and the fire will take it out. This is a little bit of a different vart. This is who said it's even going in, because the piece is tarred liflait. But that's clear, according to all poskim, that in these three, when they're shoving, when they're both, the chitzin and the pnimi are both in the same stage, either both koidim malicha, both la'achar malicha, or both be'emtza malicha, it's going to be mutar l'chaladeis. Okay, now what happens? So it doesn't really matter so much the reason. The reasons will matter more in the other cases where one reason might be applicable and the other reason might not. So we'll see it in a second.
So are we saying in this case, in the case when they're both be'emtza malicha and you start to roast them, so the pnimi won't become aser from the chitzain, so either you can say tarod or you can say kavala kachpoltei? Or are we applying?
No, you're probably not going to say. You're going to say tarot. The middle. Everyone agrees we say tarot during shir malicha. So it didn't go in. But I think it's not any unique new din. It's just a regular din of malach tuchtiches together. Now for the outside piece, you can't say tarot that it's not beleah the dam from the pnimi. It's muchach to be malach to be belay the dam from the pnimi, because the dam from the pnimi is exiting through the dam from the chitzain. But we'll say regular kabbalah kachpalte. When we can't say tard, we do say kabbalah kachpalte by pleitas dam, when it has its own dam migufa. So there's no unique din that we were discussing here. The question is, what happens when you have one? There are different stages. One is before malicha, one is after malicha. So the mechaber over here says that when you have a chaticha, if the chitzain is la'achar malicha, the pnimi is koidem malicha, so the chitzain also does not become aser from the dam of the pnimi. Now, if this would be malicha, then the mechaber would tackle, it doesn't become aser, because the mechaber holds like Rabbeis of Shal Rashba, that we could say kabbalah kachpalte, even if it does not have pleita migufa. As long as it's belei adam pleita, it's able to come back out afterwards. But the Didan, we don't say that. We say we could only say kabbalah kachpalte if it has pleita migufa, at least if it has tzir. Okay? In this case, that the chitzin does not have, let's say it doesn't have any more tzir. Let's say it's lagamri finished. It's la'achar pleitas tziroi. Or la'achar pleitas dami vahudach, if you hold nistamin. So then, it's beleya from the pnimi, and l'chayr we don't say kabbalah kachpalte in such a type of a case when it comes to malicha. So the answer is so. What's the answer to this question? So the Torah chatos yisur v'heter the goyis maimonis they takol in echinami. This would be also this case. L'didan that we don't say kabbalah kachpalte when it does not have pleita migufa. This would be also. But the Ramah in the Hagah agrees with the Mechaber that this case would be mutter. Because although by melicha we can't say kabbalah kachpolti in such a case when it doesn't have plate to migufa, there's a new type of kabbalah kachpolti that we say by, well, practically it applies to tzliya, although theoretically it should apply by melicha as well, that when the blia and the plata, there's two types of kabbalah kachpolti. There's a kabbalah kachpolti that it's when it's first beileya the dam, and then you want to take it out afterwards. Okay, that we only say it only comes out afterwards when it has plate to migufa. The other kind of kabbalah kachpolti is that it happens b'shas maisa, that it goes in, and that instant that it goes in, it comes right back out. That can be said, this kind of kabbalah kachpolti can be said even if it does not have plate migufa. In other words, we said that if the chaticha is already the achar plate sire, and it's hunachet the chaticha malucha becomes aser, you can't do malucha afterwards because it's happening two separate stages. First it's belea the dam from the other chaticha, and then you want to be chaser umeleach and get that blood out. So that we don't say because it doesn't have plate migufa. But here, the fire is putting the blood from the pnimi into the chitzain, and that fire that put it in is going to take it out. Yeah? As opposed to a case, lamashal, if the pnimi would be be'emtza melicha, and the chitzain would be la'achar melicha, so you put the milui in, you have a milui that's meluach, it's be'emtza melicha, and you put it into the chitzain. So when is the chitzain be'leia? Right then.
And the chitzain is tough.
And the chitzain is already, let's say the chitzain is after melicha, not koida melicha. Koida melicha, it'll be okay. But la'achar melicha, it'll be la'achar melicha. So it's beleya right then, and then you want it to come out later when you start roasting it. So that's kabbalah kachpolti la'achazman. So that would be aser, according to everybody. Unless you hold that even that regular kabbalah kachpolti works la'achazman, the mechaber. So the mechaber would say this case would also be mutter. Even if the pnimi is be'emtza melicha, and the chitzin is la'achar melicha, according to the mechaber, even this would be okay. But according to everybody else, it would be aser. Because since it does not have plate to migufa, you can't say kabbalah kachpolti. It doesn't matter because it's not happening b'shas ma'isa. The blia happened first, and you want the plate to happen afterwards. That doesn't work. Okay? Only according to Rabbi Yosef Sharazba it works. So according to Mechaber, that could be good. But according to the Ramah, sign the Teres Chata, sign over here, this would be aser. Masha'en kein, if it would be, the inside would be koidem elicha, and the outside would be la'achar melicha. So the Teres Chatas holds that's aser, and the Ramah over here holds that's okay. And the Marshal, which is the Shita of the Shach, would agree to this type of kabbalah kachpolti v'shas ma'aseh, and therefore he would agree that this case is also okay. So the only one who asers in the case that the pnimi is koidem melicha and the chitzin is la'achar melicha is the Teres Chatas. But the Mechaber, Ramah, Mechaber Hagah, and Marshal would all agree that that's okay. What happens if it's the other way around? If the Chitzain is La'achar Melicha, if the Chitzain is Koide Melicha, and the Pnimi is La'achar Melicha, so does the Pnimi become Aser from the Chitzain? So this is a Machlokes between the Ramah and the Marshal. The Ramah in the Teres Chatas and in the Hagah hold that the pnimi won't become aser from the chitzain because neir mishav shayif. The blood from the chitzain doesn't go into the pnimi, so it doesn't do with kabbalah kachpolti. The fire draws out the blood from the chitzain. The blood from the chitzain never enters the pnimi. And the Marshal does not agree with this svara. The Marshal and the Shach hold that the blood from when you put the fire to the chitzain, the blood will leave the chitzain, not necessarily from only the outside in the direction of the fire. It might go to the pnimi as well, and it will aser the pnimi. You'll tell me, but the pnimi has dam migufa. I'm sorry, the pnimi is la'achar melicha, right? So what we said, but maybe the fire is putting it in, the fire will take it out. So the Marshal holds that we don't say kabbalah kachpolti etzel the pnimi. The only hetter that we say by the pnimi is ayditar lemifel loy bala. If the pnimi is busy being poilet, when it's somehow getting the blood from the chitzain, then the blood from the chitzain won't go in, it'll be saved. But if the pnimi is not being poilet, There is no such thing as kabbalah kachpalte eitzel apnimi. It's not exposed to the fire. You need the fire in order to be able to say kabbalah kachpalte. So since in this case there's no tarid, therefore the pnimi would become aser from the dam of the chitzain. So what we have over here is that if the chitzain, to summarize this, then if the chitzain is koide melicha, and the pnimi is la'acher melicha, according to the Ramah, the pnimi will not become aser because nerim ish of shoiv, and according to the marshal and the shach, the pnimi would become aser because he doesn't agree with the svar of nerim ish of shoiv. The blood does go to the pnimi, and we don't say kabbalah kachpolte by the pnimi, only by the chitzain. What's if the chitzain would be be'emtza melicha, and the pnimi would be la'acher melicha? So here, everyone would agree that the pnimi becomes aser because there's no nurmish of shayiv. Nurmish of shayiv means if the blood is going to exit through the fire, then it exits the side of the fire. It doesn't go to the inside. Here, the blood is leaving because it's maluach. So the blood from the chitzen goes to the pnimi, l'kulei alma, before you started roasting. And since it went before you started roasting, even if you hold the chayich to say kabbalah kachpalte by the pnimi, since the pnimi does not have plate in migufa, and the bliya was first, and you want the plate to happen afterwards, so l'didam, we cannot say kabbalah kachpalte either. So therefore, in such a case, if the chitzain is be'emtza malicha, and the pnimi is la'achar malicha, so then, say according to the Ramah, the Marshal, and it doesn't matter, Tereschatas or the Hago over here, the Marshal, everyone's going to agree that it's going to become aser, unless you hold like the Mechaber, who holds that you can say kabbalah kachpolte by the pnimi, and there's the regular kind of kabbalah kachpolte. Even if it happened first, it'll still come out later, even if it doesn't have Pleita Megufa, because he holds like a place of Sharashba B'di'evit. But not accepting that Mechaber, not accepting a place of Sharashba, everyone will agree that if the chitzain is be'emtza and the pnimi is after, so then it will be aser. So it comes out like this: that if one is, so far we have like we can make a rule like this: that if they're all the same, let's do the Marshal and the Ramah and the Hagah, and then we'll do. Tereschatas and the Mechaber. The Mechaber basically says it will be mutter in every single case of a milui. So that's the rule according to the Mechaber. Dealing with everybody, the other poiskim, so if it's at the same stage, so we said before, everyone agrees it's mutter. In other words, if they're both koidim, they're both la'achar, they're both be'emtza. If one is in middle and one is after, doesn't matter if the inside is in the middle or the outside is in the middle. If one is in the middle and one is after, it's going to become aser, because the bliya happens before, and you want the plate to happen afterwards, and that doesn't work when it doesn't have plate to migufa. Okay? So if one is in the middle and one is after, it's going to be aser. If one is in the middle and the other one is before, we didn't discuss that one yet, yeah? We didn't discuss that yet. So what would be the din then? If one is in middle and one is before.
No, we did.
One is before malicha.
We didn't discuss.
We
did after. So which? Yeah? What's the case? The chitzain. What's
so?
The case?
So let's. We have to go through both cases. We have to figure it out. So let's say if the pnimi is in middle and the chitzain is before malicha. So, since the chitzain is exposed to the fire, we're going to be able to say kabbalah kachpolte, even though the bliya happened before, but it has plate the migufa still, so it's no problem. Okay? So if the pnimi is in middle and the chitzain is before, then it's going to be okay. If the chitzain is in middle and the pnimi is before, so this would be totally in the same machloikis between the Marshal and Ramah. According to the Ramah, this will be mutter, because it's shaykh to say kabbalah kachpolte by the pnimi, and since the pnimi has plate migufa, even though the bliya was before, it'll come out later through the tzliya. Marshenkin, according to the Marshal, even though the pnimi has plate migufa, but since the bliya was before, we can't say, but even though the has plate migufa, we don't say kabbalah kachpolte, it's a pnimi. Only tarid. And most probably because it was affected by the roasting, it's going to be, the blood's going to get stuck in there. The blood from the chitzen will then get stuck in there and it won't help. It's the blood from the chitzen that's not coming out anymore afterwards, because that was cooked. That was put in through tzli. So if one is in middle and one is before, so if the middle is, if the inside is in the middle and the outside is before, then it will be mutar l'kulei alma. If the inside is before and the outside is in the middle, so then according to the Ramar Shaila would be usher, and according to Rama would be mutar. We didn't discuss one case if the outside is, if one is before and one is after. We discussed both ways. The inside is before and the outside is after.
We spoke about if the outside is before and the pnimi, the chitzen is kedem licha and the pnimi is acher licha.
Yes, that was a machlokes Rama and the Marshal. But the other way around, if the pnimi is kedem licha and the chitzen is lacher licha, so we said that we discussed right in the beginning. Yeah. The Rama and the Marshal agree that it's okay, and the Taras Chatas and the Sivaheter. Only the Taras Chatas is machmer in that case. So those are all the dinim of Emile. So according to Mechaber, it's going to be mutter in all cases.
But don't do it. That's the bottom line.
But lechatchila, the only time you can do a milui is if you're maleach each thing separately, and then you can put it together. What? You could roast it, but you shouldn't do a milui. You shouldn't roast one thing inside the other one. Lechatchila, you should not roast one thing inside the other one. If they're both, even if they're both not salted, you should salt each one separately and then put them together.